Good morning, leadership team. Hope you had a wonderful weekend of rest and recreation. I want to share a few thoughts with you this morning. I've talked to a number of you. We've been talking over the last few weeks, of course, about the current condition of things at Aldea. And I've come to a couple of conclusions I'd like to run by you and see what you think. Here's the first one. I am feeling uneasy, and that's probably not strong enough of a word, but I'll start with it. I'm feeling uneasy about meeting on ground on September 18th. It doesn't seem congruent with the way we have operated thus far in the pandemic. So if you look at the research that's coming out right now, both from Israel as well as from the CDC, the Delta variant, as we know, is quite strong. Numerous times, hundreds of times stronger than the old virus was. And we now know, based on the studies coming out of Israel, that the vaccine does help if there are breakthrough infections. I mean, it does help tremendously, meaning very few hospitalizations, and I don't know if any deaths without comorbidities of a vaccinated person have occurred. At least I don't think they have in the Israel study, nor in anything that the CDC has done. But with the largest number of people vaccinated in any country, Israel started doing things again that opened the door for the Delta variant to gain a resurgence, which it has in their country. And now they're recommitting to things like mask mandates and other elements of social distancing and so forth. Bottom line, we're not in any better spot. In fact, you could argue, and I had quite a talk with Stephen Panabianco about this, just to get his view. He does quite a bit of work in this area. And he certainly confirmed to me from a medical standpoint that we're actually in a worse spot right now. And this clearly has narrative to it. That supports that when you look at things happening in my state right now here in Florida, when you look at things really in the South, but now even in Arizona, there's a lot more resurgence of the virus. The CDC is still recommending that you do not spend time in poorly ventilated buildings, even with masks. The company I work most with in Tucson doesn't allow more than 6 people in a room that would have an occupying, you know, number 3 times that. And they all have to be wearing masks. Put on top of that the vaccination status issue and the poor ventilation in the box of Aldea. And this is not making any sense to me, that we would, after all that we've done to say we're going to be responsible, that we would then have this during the absolute highest part of the Delta variant spread. Makes no sense to me, I gotta be honest with you. And I feel like maybe we're being driven by a kind of mindset from people that they're not either thinking about or care about meeting inside. And I'm not there. I'm not there. This doesn't feel right to me. My wife has to have one final procedure done in October. I'm even questioning my trip at this point, as to whether or not it's a smart thing, and I'll be making that decision, which would change things for sure. So I'd like you to think about that and we should talk about this soon. I'll make some thoughts about that at the end. Okay, that's one thing. Here's the next. I'd like to suggest, based on all of what I just said and many conversations we've had, some of us individually and some of us together, as we've just been batting ideas around, trying to figure out what's going on right now with the community and what's the path forward. I would like to suggest one. And this, to me, seems to be both appropriate based on the pandemic and appropriate based on where we are right now with Aldea Tucson. I would like to suggest that we continue to do what we're doing for the next 6 months to get through the fall and the winter, that we continue the podcast conversations just as we are, that we do not have on-ground meetings through the fall and the winter at the building. What people do on their own is up to them. That during this time, along with the podcast that we're doing, we also have a series of Zoom conversations with the community. Not one and done, but over the next 6 months. We have a series of inquiry-based conversations to talk about, is there a way? What is the way to maintain the mission that we're moving toward for the future and have a vibrant social and social justice connection in Tucson and beyond? And how, as we've talked before, can maybe Tucson be the model for that? I still don't get how that would translate into an every week Sunday thing. That doesn't make sense to me, but maybe over the 6 months of conversations, the 6 months of seeing where the pandemic is, the 6 months of continuing to do what we do, but with these strategic inquiry-based conversations, maybe we find an answer that works beautifully to continue our current mission with the podcast sort of as the centerpiece with small groups meeting, and we learn what we can do to have robust gatherings in Tucson. I don't know what that is right now, but perhaps we can use the next 6 months to have some of these inquiry-based conversations, let those conversations marinate, and we continue to talk, and we talk more with the community. I'd like to try to, by the winter, by, you know, maybe November, but probably January, I'd like to start doing online events again. We haven't done those because we just needed to learn how to do the podcast and really focused energy there. So there will be some other things we could kick back up from a virtual standpoint. I would like to suggest we do not meet on the 18th on ground, but we talk to the community about this strategy. We are going to try to be appropriate to the pandemic. It is appropriate to the pandemic to still not meet on ground. And I can share more on why I think that, and I have a lot of information from Stephen on that. It is appropriate for us to not meet on ground for the next 6 months until April to get through the fall and the winter. It is also perfectly fine for people to do what they want, meet with who they want on their own. If people are such good friends, then they can get together on their own. That we're not stopping any of that from happening, but we're not going to sanction it as a community. Now, I'm just sharing this as if we were doing it. But we are going to have a series of inquiry-based, maybe one a month or two a month, something like that, for an hour, where we talk to the community about their issues, their ideas. while we continue to do the podcast and the small group format over the next 6 months. And we learn to see if there is some sort of ingenious solution that allows this to move forward, or we realize this isn't going to move forward. And at that point, then we have other conversations. Probably at that point, you know, it's one of two things. Either I at that point need to leave, or we just press forward without the unhappy people and move on. That would be, though, after many months of really trying to find an ingenious solution that works. Not just a one-time conversation, but a thinking together series of months. Slowing it down, giving it time to breathe, being pandemically appropriate, and continuing forward with our mission with the podcast conversations. The next series is really going to be fantastic in September. It's on the power of stoicism and what it can teach us about living a deep life of wisdom and spirituality. We have a couple of best-selling authors who are going to be on the podcast. It's going to be good. And I have energy to do the podcast, to move forward with the mission, and to have these conversations with the community, with you. Maybe we limit it to 10 people so we can really talk. They're an hour long, a couple a month, and we listen and learn and talk and challenge and see what we can come up with. If you are all amenable to this, I'd like to suggest a way forward. I don't think we can wait until our meeting, which is the week, it's the Monday, which I think is like the 14th or 15th of September. It's somewhere in there, but it's the Monday before the Saturday meeting. So obviously we can't wait to make this decision until then. We should make this decision as early in this week so we can let people know if we're going to make this change. So if you are in on this, I'd like to suggest that either we do one of two things. One, could you reply all to this after listening to this and just say, I'm in. I like the plan. I'm in on moving forward on it. Then let's just see where we are. And then we'll see, and Tibor can kind of help us navigate this. Do we need a quick call this week just to get our bearings together? Or are we good with what I've laid out? I'm going to lay it out one more time. It is not pandemically appropriate for us to be meeting, and it is incongruent with where we've been over the last 2 years. The Delta variant is raging in our country. There is more healthcare strain now than there ever was before because it spread more throughout the country. It's not just a New York or an isolated area in a big city. This is now happening everywhere. It is not pandemically appropriate for us to meet in a poorly ventilated box. That's number one. Therefore, we're not going to do it. And we're going to do what we've done quite successfully since the pandemic started. We're going to set another time, 6 more months between now, September, and March. We're going to continue forward with our mission, with the podcast conversations and the small groups. And if people want to meet on their own, they are more than happy to do that. We're not going to give them the keys to the building. We're not doing that. But we are going to create 1 to 2 inquiry-based conversations a month, maybe 10 people and a couple of leadership team people to really listen and learn and try to be ingenious about how could we make this all work together and move forward together. And that gives us time to slow down and really consider and really think and really ponder instead of a one-and-done meeting. And then we'll see where we are by the end of March. If you're in on that, reply, I'm in. And then we'll let the wisdom of the group decide if we need a meeting or we just need Gene to, or someone, or all of us to send out this idea of how we're going to move forward to the community in Tucson. Okay, I love you all, and I'll talk to you soon.